They were followed by Maximal. Young Verda behind them needs a run. Duas and then Gold Trip. Further back, Profondo. Smoke and Romans, 250 metres to go, takes the lead from Maximal. Young Verda, then Gold Trip. Smoke and Romans, 100 metres to go, still in front, and will win the Turnbull. Smoke and Romans from Maximal second. Young Verda third.
And well, it's been a remarkable and meteoric rise for Smoke and Romans. You go back through his form. It wasn't that long ago he was getting beaten in benchmark 70s at Bendigo. Of course, he improved to run second in the Bendigo Cup, win the Pakenham Cup. Things didn't go right in the Bagot. Now he's an outright favourite and a dominant favourite for the Caulfield Cup, and there's only one man that could get him there, and that is Kieran Maher, who has the Midas touch with these stayers, and he would have been a very happy man on Saturday, and he joins us this morning. Kieran, congratulations once again.
No, thank you very much. It was a great day Saturday, and he's just a horse that's in really good form, and looking forward to the Cup now.
When he came back in this time, in your wildest dreams, did you think you'd have him as a $5 favourite for the Caulfield Cup and a Group 1 winner of the Turnbull?
Well, the plan always was to get him to the Melbourne Cup, and the horse showed very early on that he'd just come up very well, and I've touched on before in pre and post races about how quirky he was, and he sort of used to waste a lot of he would sort of be a little bit stressy and sort of he struggled to hold weight because of that, but the end of last prep we sent him down to the beach just so he'd get used to getting on and off trucks every day and just change it up for him. And normally I send them there just to a little bit of a refresher in the mind, but he actually dropped more weight. But I was keen to leave him there because I knew he had to grow up if he was going to go to the next level. And that has sort of shown this prep. He's a lot more relaxed and spends most of his time down at Fingal, just cantering up and down the sandhills, and comes into Cranbourne for a grass gallop. And he's just a very happy horse, and is carrying a lot more weight and a lot more strength this prep, and that's carrying through to his form.
Could you have furnished him, Kieran? Could you have achieved this without all the tools in the toolbox that you've got? You've mentioned the course proper gallops at Cranbourne, the rolling hills of Fingal, the beach. Is he a product of what you've created behind the scenes, almost like so many of the others have been as well?
Yeah, definitely. Like, as I said, we couldn't really, in the early days, he used to live at Ballarat, and he sort of needed that relaxed country environment because he was so quirky. To go to the next level, as I said, he had to change, and we do have the facilities to do that. So, he definitely is a product of the whole system, and he's a banner, I suppose, he's a flag bearer.
Quirks aside, Kieran, what he is a winner. He's won 9 of 23, and when you look at the horses that he beat there on Saturday and some that were mentioned as being contenders for that race, Maximal, Young Verda, Gold Trip, they've only won one race each. Do you think when it comes to stepping a horse up seemingly out of its grade, if you've got a winner, like a horse that knows how to get the job done, does that make it easier?
Well, when you've got a horse, well, definitely, winners usually continue to win, and he's a horse that makes his own luck. Early in the prep, because he wore shades last time around, everyone was sort of saying, "Oh, when are you going to put the shades on?" But he was just a horse that, has grown up, and he's just a genuine horse. He makes his own luck. He goes forward. He takes a position, and yeah, as I said, the plan was always to get into the Cup through the Bart Cummings. But when he won the Foundation Cup, or the old Naturalism, that easy, and there was no penalty going to the Turnbulls, a no-brainer.
Regardless of all that, Is it still hard to get your head around Smoke and Romans being a $5 Caulfield Cup favourite? You've won a Caulfield Cup with a champion in Jamaica. It's a thin year for a myriad of reasons. The internationals aren't there for one. Is it still hard to imagine Smoke and Romans winning a Caulfield Cup, or is it easy for you to imagine Smoke and Romans winning a Caulfield Cup?
Well, it's easy now, given looking at his form. I suppose at the start of the prep, I never would have thought he'd be favourite for a race like that. But, you know, he hasn't been to a mile and a half this prep yet, and, you know, arguably that's his best distance. So, it's pretty exciting. The owners have been on quite a ride, and Don Frampton, he was keen to make sure our focus was the Melbourne Cup, and it still is. But I said to him when he won the Foundation Cup, we have to deviate a little bit now and go to the Caulfield Cup, to which he was quite happy. But he's just he's a horse that's really got his tail up can't wait for the Caulfield Cup now.
The lack of tempo probably helped Smoke and Romans in the Turnbull, but the lack of tempo probably hurt Interpretation in the Bart Cummings. Where to now for that horse, and has the team sort of gone through and looked at where he sits on the order for a Melbourne Cup and whether he can sneak into a field?
Yeah, I think he definitely can. He's a real dour stayer, you know. He's a proper two-miler, that horse. So the focus has not shifted at all for him. I said to Craig he needed to move into the race on his terms rather than when the race heats up. And when he went in behind the leader, that was sort of detrimental for his chances. He couldn't then move into the race on his terms. So I think the horse is going very well, and he'll now go to probably a Geelong Cup, most likely. Yeah, obviously he'll have to win to get in. I'd say he's probably just on the cuff. But, he's crying out for the 2 miles. So hopefully we can get him in that way.
What about Gold Trip, who went around in the Turnbull? Was the weighted horse on Saturday. Didn't really have any luck being stuck out three wide the whole way. But have you made a call on Caulfield Cup or Cox Plate after what you saw on Saturday?
I haven't yet. Jamie said just no luck at all. She just apologised when she came back in. But she said he felt fantastic on top of the ground. Said that was no disadvantage at all, which was very pleasing to hear. And the way he's come through the race gives me a lot of confidence. You know, I just trotted him up there this morning, and he's moving very well. So he can go either way. Obviously, he's got the weight in the Caulfield Cup, but as you said, it probably looks the easier race rather than the Cox Plate. But he can go either way. I think the high pressure of the Caulfield Cup, of the Cox Plate, would really play into his hands as well. So we'll probably just have a look at the Caulfield Stakes this weekend and make a call. I don't really have to change his training that much. He's got a solid base on him. He's still each way, that horse.
It's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because I think most of us think the bar's going to be raised considerably, or we hope it will be raised considerably with the Animos and Zarkies and whatnot. It's going to give us a measure of Gold Trip, but it's also going to give us a measure of the Turnbull in a way too, because I think it was probably a bit of a dip addition, but the bar's going to be raised, and it's going to be interesting to see how Gold Trip steps up to that level in the what's now the Might and Power.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Like, the Underwood Stakes was a fantastic race. They're the top quality horses, and like you said, the Might and Power is going to be a great race, and it will really get a handle on where everything's going. But it's good to have options.
What do you do with Le Don de Vee? It was just touched off on Saturday.
Yeah, James, when he got off, he goes, oh, he just should have won. And he just got hampered a little bit at the top of the straight. And he's almost got this ungainly big action, and most horses would recover within a stride and probably take him for a four to get everything back in order. And, but he's going super, Le Don, and he'll definitely go to the Melbourne Cup. That could even be his next run. He doesn't like to race too often, and he's a horse in great form.
Now, how are you going to go about winning an arc? What's our plan? What we got three year little plan.
Our plan. What are you? You're tagging onto this trip, eh?
I want to latch onto this plan.
Somebody's
this
got
global,
a cover it, I guess.
This global plan. Did you watch? I imagine you may not have had a chance to watch or watch the replay, but that would get your juices flowing. I would imagine the idea of a race like that, Kieran, and it'd be amazing. You're one of the few that could accomplish it from down here, and I know you got Hitotsu mounting some sort of a comeback in the autumn. Do you, at the corner of your eye, look at races like that and think, how do I go about it?
Yeah, definitely. Jamaica was a horse I was very keen to get to Europe and tackle a race like that. But unfortunately, she became ill and wasn't able to do that. So, it's always a race. Like, it's the world's best race, so you're always keeping an eye on it and just wondering what if when you're looking through the stable each week. It's that, the world's best race.
Hitotsu, could you think globally with Hitotsu? I know he's going to come back and there's a lot of water to go under the bridge, but he's the obvious one when you look amongst the flock. Is he a horse that you're already thinking international with?
Well, he's phenomenal as a three-year-old. He's got to come back and get back into that form. But if he did, he's certainly got that X factor.
Just looking ahead this week, Kieran, who will you run in the Guineas?
Lethal Thoughts, Sir Bailey. Sir Bailey's had two runs, both from wide draws. I think he needs to be on pace, so hopefully he can draw better, and that would improve his chances. And Lethal Thoughts, he ran on that track on that when we got the deluge sort of whilst the race was running, and sort of not a lot I could take out of that. So two horses there that are fitting well and will most likely take their place.
Could Lethal Thoughts be a sort of top seed derby horse for you? He sort of had that look about him in the winter in Brisbane that he'd get a trip.
Yeah, it did. You know, his run in the JJ was very good. First run that way going, and he was off the bit and wide off the track and just kept closing all the way to the line. So I think he does have that sort of credentials. He's a quality horse and could go that way.
Oh, and just one last one. Is Jamie Carr 100% locked in for Smoke and Romans in Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, I locked her in actually last week. She wanted to ride Gold Trip, and I said, well, if you ride that, well, I need to ride it for the Caulfield Cup on Smokey at 51.5, and to which she accepted. So, She's obviously in great form, and there's not many riders that can ride that line.
That's a good effort. You usually have to. She's like booking Robbie Williams now. You've got to book her a year in advance. So well done getting her within a 2-week time frame.
I'm sure she was quite happy with it after Saturday as well.
Did you make the Melbourne Cup part of the deal?
Haven't yet. But I'm sure with hopefully a good run in the Caulfield Cup, she'll want to stay with.
Good on you, Kieran. Well done again on the weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.